today, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good morning. Right, what? Baruch Hashem. I want to discuss a geshmaka topic called Hatmona. Hatmona on Shabbos, very geshmaka topic. We have to realize we're in times of Bina Metzorim, called Bina Metzorim, between Shavuos v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. But we have to remember the Gemara that Miyom Shechora B'Samigdosh, from the time of the Churban Abayis, Ein Lele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Lomoy, the Nachas that Hashem gets is Ela Dalad Amos B'Vad. Only the discussion that we're talking about Halacha, which is very geshmaka topics, Mr. Hashem will see. When it comes to Shabbos, so then there's the Issa Bishul. So a person can't take a raw cholam and put it on the fire to cook it, because you're going to have a problem that you'd be mevashal, you're cooking the cholam. But there's another Issa that's involved in Bishul, and that is it's called Hatmona. Now, just, I remember seeing there's like a challah dekel. It looks like a challah dekel, but it's a cushion, and it's a thick cushion, looks like a big challah dekel, that it's meant to be used to place over the pots which are on top of the hot pot, the hot plate, and it says L'chvoid Shabbos v'yomtev. L'chvoid Shabbos v'yomtev, now L'chvoid yomtev, you can understand. On yomtev you're allowed to do hatmona, but when it comes to Shabbos, it's not such a covered to use such a thing, which would be a problem, like we'll discuss in Mr. Shem. Now, point number one is, if let's say you have a look at your chicken soup, and you see on Shabbos that the gas is gone, or you see that the hot plate is gone, and now what you want to do is, at least you've only got an hour till you're going to eat the chicken soup, so what you want to do is you want to take a tea towel, you want to take a few towels together, and you want to cover, and you want to wrap up the pot, you want to keep the heat inside, you want to retain the heat, so you want to wrap up the chicken soup a few times with the layers of towels. Is that mutar on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, it would be also to wrap up the pot with all six sides, the top, bottom, and all four sides. Well, in this case, it'll be round, so that's what we'll call all four sides, and then on top of and the bottom. Because on Shabbos, we're scared. What's the fear? Why is Chazal say you can't do that? You're not really doing anything. You're not turning on anything hot, or you're not doing anything. But Chazal was scared. You know, sometimes when you're trying to retain something, you're trying to wrap something up, you sometimes want to give it a boost, and you'll put it on the fire. Maybe you'll make a fire. It's interesting. Chazal was scared that maybe while you're wrapping something up, you might come to, like, just reheat it. How do you reheat something? You turn on the fire again. So Chazal had that fear. Therefore, doing Hatmon on Shabbos would be an issue. What could you do? Firstly, you could do it on Erev Shabbos. A friend of mine told me that his grandmother in Bnei Brak, right, she never used to have any fires on the whole Shabbos Bechlal. So how did he have hot cholent? Very straightforward. You take boiling hot cholent on Erev Shabbos, take two blankets. This is what she did. I don't recommend it. I don't think Achrayas that it's going to stay hot in your case. Maybe Bnei Brak is different. And she wrapped it up in two thick blankets, and it stayed hot throughout the whole Shabbos till Shabbos morning. So again, on Erev Shabbos, you can do Hatmona, So long as not Moisif Hevel that we see, because blankets are not Moisif Hevel, tea towels are not Moisif Hevel, and therefore before Shabbos that would be okay. Another option what you could do is, on Shabbos itself, let's say you have this chicken soup which is going to get cold, and you want to wrap it up with towels, what could you do? You can stick a plate which exceeds the top of the pot, and it goes out a little bit, so that when you cover it and wrap it up now with towels, it doesn't touch all the sides completely. It's got, there's a bit of a gap around the side. As long as Hatmona by definition means that you're wrapping it completely tightly against the pot. I mean, for that reason, the moshal, if a person wants to take a pot and put it in the oven on Shabbos, as long as you get around the other problems of opening the doors and all that, can you take a pot and put it in the oven if you're doing a double wrapping? The pot is one wrap, and then you've got another wrapping, which is the oven walls. On that, obviously, the post you mentioned, because it's not tightly on the pot, right? There's obviously a gap between the walls of the oven and the pot. It's only going inside. It's only going inside the oven. Therefore, there's no issue at Hatmona. Hatmona means to wrap it tightly against touching the walls of the pot. Now, let me ask you, Azar Shaila. Okay, so you've got on Shabbos, and you want to have a hot coffee on Shabbos afternoon. So you want to take your thermos flask, you want to take your thermos flask, fill up the thermos flask from your urn on Shabbos, and take the thermos flask where there's an area of it, you want to take it to shul, you want to have hot water. So could you do that on Shabbos? If you look at some thermos flasks, they have a double cover. There's one keli, and then around it there's another keli. So it really has got considered two coverings. Again, in Atmana, there's only problem if you cover it twice. One, the keli itself is not a problem. You've always got a first allowance. But it's the second time around that you're covering, that's the problem. So a thermos flask, although you're not doing it yourself, but it's integrated double cover. Sorry? Oh, sure, thank you for that detail. The glass one's got, you can see clearly it's got two layers. So if it's got to that, thank you. So if you've got two layers of the thermos flask, then would that be, l'chayah, why should that be okay on Shabbos? Are you not doing a hatmona? You're filling it up with hot water. And on Shabbos, I thought you can't do hatmona. The teretz is another yesoid. In a klisheni, there's no hatmona. Because the water has been heated up in the urn and now transferred into a thermos flask, you can do hatmona if it's not in a kli rishon, right? The water in the thermos flask is a klisheni. You can do hatmona in a klisheni. I mean, the moshel, you have a hot water bottle. You can picture these hot water bottles. You take a hot water bottle, you fill it up with hot water, and the more modern ones, the more updated ones, more sophisticated ones, have an additional cover. You can get like a cozy material style that covers the actual hot water bottle. And it even covers it from the top, very well hidden to keep the hot water in. And it can be claimed that's even to actually keep it hot. So why is there no hatmona when it comes to a hot water bottle? The terrace is because the water in the hot water bottle is not a clearishin. It wasn't put aloish, the water inside the hot water bottle itself. The hot water bottle was not aloish. The water from the urn was transferred into the hot water bottle, so there's no issue of atmona in a kli sheni. That's why it's going to be okay to have one of these.
I remember they had metal ones.
Right.
And they took from the gas.
Right.
And put in the bed.
Right. But as long as where you're doing the atmona, it's not a clearishin, that's going to be okay. So in your case, it'll also be okay, as long as it's not a clearishin. A clearishin is the pot which was actually on the fire. So, oh, you mean you have the pot? What?
And then you hoped that it wouldn't touch your legs during
the journey. Again, what was the case again? You've got... Yeah, that you can actually put aloish. Yeah, that would be. That seems like atmona. I don't think the health and safety would approve of that. But we'll have to. Yeah, that could be a problem of atmona. Yeah. Oh, there. Rav Zuch has got a very good data. If let's say your chicken soup is, you can see that the hot water, the gas has gone off, and you want to now cover it with towels. You want to wrap it up with towels. It would be okay to pour it into another pot. You might not want to do that because it will lose a lot of heat while you do it. But if you would want to, that would be okay, because that's not only a plastic clearishin. Let's move on to something interesting, that this is limited to moisif, to eino moisif hevel. But if it's moisif hevel, it's different. What does moisif hevel mean? All now what we've been discussing is wrapping it up with towels, where the towels is not moisif hevel. A towel doesn't add any heat, it just retains heat. But where you put it, you wrap up something with towels, and then you place it near a source of heat, now you've got a shayla, a different sort of shayla. You've got something called dovah ha-moisif hevel. Let's take the case, which is quite common. On Friday afternoon, you have challahs. This is not a challah, it's a glasses case. But you've got a kneh, okay. So you've got over here challah, and now you want to put it on top of the chicken soup or the urn to make it very geschmack and warm for Friday night. So now what's common is you take some silver foil, and sometimes you take quite a big piece of silver foil, and you wrap up the challah, especially if it's a small challah, and sometimes you can make a mistake by wrapping the whole challah twice. So if you open this, you'll see that it's wrapped twice. Now, where you take a challah and you wrap it with silver foil twice, now what you're doing is you've wrapped up the challah and you're putting it near a source of heat. What is the source of heat? It's the hot plate. Where you have a source of heat going into the challah, and the challah is now wrapped with a, even if it's not moisif hevel, the silver foil is not moisif hevel, but now that it's wrapped and is placed near a source of heat, that's called matzmin something b'dovah moisif hevel. It's now in a situation where it's moisif hevel, because the source of heat makes the silver foil Moisif Hevel. So if someone takes a challah and wraps it twice with silver foil and puts it on a twice, because once you've always got an allowance, to wrap it once, you've always got an allowance, Shulchanor says, because you're doing so just to keep out from the dust and keep out of all the dusty particles that are floating around. So to cover a challah once round, you've always got that allowance. That's not called atmona. Atmona means when you double wrap something, and now you put it near a source of heat, you put it on top of a slow cooker, whatever it is, that's called hatmona b'dovah meisiv hevel. Listen to this halacha. You couldn't even do that before Shabbos. Even before Shabbos, you're standing 5 hours before Shabbos, you think the grace of tzaddik are taking the challahs, you want to make it nice and warm, and you double wrap the challah in silver foil, and you put it on top of the urn, right? That is called hatmona b'dovah meisiv hevel. You can't even do that on Erev Shabbos. Now, the solution would be is just to make sure you're not covering it twice completely, which is actually, most times you're not usually double wrapping it twice. It depends how you do it. But if you're double wrapping it twice, that's hatmona. And there's no way around that. Now, what you can do, there's an eitzah. Rebbe Falk's got an interesting chap that you can do. Yitain is like this. If, let's say, for some reason, you've got a big piece of silver foil and you want to use all the silver foil to keep it for the challah, you can fold the large piece of silver foil in half, and then call that one wrapper, and use that now to wrap it once, the challah. There's two coverings, but there was only one cover, because you split it in half. Now that you split it in half, you folded it, and now that it's folded, it's smaller. As long as now it's only covering it once, you're wrapping it around once, it's the act of wrapping. Once you've only wrapped it around the challah once, even if it's double thick, even if the thickness is double because you folded it, that doesn't matter. As long as you just covered it once. The interesting chiddush Rebbe Falk wrote in his first sefer Machzen Eliyahu, which a lot of poskim deal with it. They bring him down and they handle with it. It's a different to here. It's very geshmak tshuva that he wants to suggest that if you fold it, that's still considered one cover because it's folded. You're not wrapping it round once, twice.
You put a loose piece of silver paper on top of the urn and then you color with the silver paper. That's also twice.
Again, sorry, one more time.
But
Fatmona has to be covered all six sides. So you're right, on the bottom side it would be a double cover, but it has to be double covered on all six sides. That's going to lead me to... A person, let's say, goes to the fridge. Let's say you go to the fridge on Erev Shabbos, and you see that it's a nice geschmacka piece of schnitzel in the fridge. So this piece of schnitzel is wrapped in a silver foil, and now it's wrapped twice in a silver foil because during the week you wrapped it twice in a silver foil, and now you want to put it on top of the slow cooker. Again, that would be the same shayla that even on Erev Shabbos, the chap is that you can't even do an Erev Shabbos, it's a pella. On Erev Shabbos you couldn't even do such a thing. This leads me to the shayla of a slow cooker. It's very common these days to make cholent in a slow cooker. I know back in the day there wasn't such a slow cooker, everyone used to do it in a pot on a stove. Now this is quite popular to use a slow cooker. It's two pots. One's the inside pot, and you put your cholent inside. The outside pot is just the element, and you place it inside, and it does a good job. Now, over here, that's the lid, and you put it on top. You would have thought that when you cook a cholent in a slow cooker, ein lecha hatmona godom izeh, because the pot has got a double cover. It's got the outside pot, which covers it. Listen to this. Says Rebbe Falk, I don't understand the whole problem of hatmona. There's no issue of hatmona. You can make a cholent even on an Erev Shabbos. There's no problem with it, because it's not double covered from the top. There's only one lid. In fact, I do happen to know someone in town who's got exactly the same as this. The lid is attached to the slow cooker, and the lid is double cover. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I saw it somewhere. Very interesting. The lid has got a double lid on it. It's screwed together with one screw, but really it's two lids. Now that obviously is atmona, because it's got a double cover on all six sides. Rav Falk's time is that our slow cookers, since the lid has only got one lid, it's only a single one. So therefore, where's your atmona from the top? The Ramah says that for something to be atmona, it has to be double wrapped on all six sides. Yeah, so in his case it was complicated. It was two separate ones, they were just joined together, but it was two completely separate. So it just had a screw in between.
If
Now that's screw. Right. Oh, we're getting. Ouch. Okay. We're getting there. Okay, so over here, Lamaisa, if you look in the Heintiger Poskim, you'll see that they bring Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach that said that to cook a cholin in a slow cooker, it does involve atmana. And obviously they have to deal with this problem. There's not double wrapped on, it's not double covered on the top. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's got a bit of a chiddush. He wants to say the whole reason why it has to be double covered on the top, because it loses, like that, it will lose a lot of heat. But with the way this is made, it won't lose heat. It's a bit of a chiddush. That's what Rav Fal was never so crazy over the chumrah to have any of these bullies. You know, some people, they put these stones inside, or let's say they put, let's say, silver foil bullies inside to raise the inside pot, yeah, and like that, since they've raised it, now it's not touching the outer pot, now there's no problem with atmana. So some people do that. Actually, yeah, it's Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman held like that, and Rabbi Yashar held like that, so because of that, a lot of Eretz Yisrael, they actually do that. They wouldn't cook a cholent like this without anything inside. They would raise it by putting some silver foil ballies. But there's a major mistake that they make. Right, just listen to this mistake, and I found it time and time again, at least 20 times with 20 people, at least. I actually can't count. You'll hear a lot of people do, yeah, we're machmir for Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, and we put silver foil bullies inside to make sure, obviously you can't make it touch because of the shayla of atmana, yeah. And then Friday night, when they want to take a bit of cholent out of the pot, they nicely take out the inner pot, and then they put it on the side, and they take out cholent, and then they return the pot inside the outer pot. How can you do that on Shabbos? I thought that's called chazorah. You're returning something back to the fire. The fire over here is the element. They'll tell you, I've got no problem, you've got these round bullies inside, which raise the pot. So what's the shaila? Listen, they're two separate actions that do two separate things. Bullies raise the pot, and thereby allows the pot not to touch the outside pot. That deals with atmana. But in no way have you covered the whole element. When it comes to chazora, Chazal was scared that it looks like Mechzik and Mevashel, looks like you're cooking. What did they tell you to do to get around that fear? They didn't tell you to put bullies inside. They told you, you have to cover the whole element, that whole any source of fire. Now these three, four bullies that you put inside, It very nicely raises it, but it doesn't cover the entire element. What you need to do is, like I put down over here, the camera can't see either, is you've got silver foil running along the whole inside of the pot. That, now you've covered the whole inside pot, that gets you around chazora. In fact, if someone were to look at the topic like this and say, listen, I don't want to know about atmana. Listen, Rebbe Falk had a point that this has only got one cover, let's take the remote kibshutoi, there's no problem about atmana. Very nice, he's not putting in these bullies. As long as he puts a double cover, they advise a double cover of silver foil along the inside of the element, now he's dealt with the problem of chazorah. Now he can return the pot back onto the outside pot on Shabbos. Putting an overturned pot does even a better job, because that allows you to take something from the fridge. And actually from the fridge, initially to take something and put it onto the hot plates. All we're talking about now is where it's there, where it's already there, and you're doing chazorah. So for chazorah, you don't need to raise anything. It would be enough to just put just one lining of silver foil, that would be enough.
Covering the dial
itself. The Ramesh already writes that to cover the dial, there's a chumrah, but no need to cover any dial. The main point they need to cover, the whole chashash, you might stoke it, but what does Chazal tell you to do? You should know, this is the $1 million question. You meet someone in the street and say, why do you need a blech? So they'll tell you, as a reminder not to stoke the fire. Right? They're right with the second part, but it's not a reminder. Listen to this. If it's to do with the reminder, why can't you just cover the knobs? And in fact, most people in Klal Yisrael just cover the fire. So what are they doing covering the fire, not the knobs? I mean, logically, if the theory is you're going to turn up the knobs, at least cover the knobs. Right? The Teretz is, look in Shulchan Aruch. What Chazal told you to do, it's not like make a reminder, make like a reminder on your phone. It's not a reminder. It's Chazal told you, it's a psychology. Chazal told you, do an action on Erev Shabbos to minimize fire. Take your fire and put something on it to minimize the level of fire. The psychology is, that yes, we're scared he might turn it up, but once you've done an action of minimizing on Erev Shabbos, you will think twice before turning something up. That's the psychology. It's not a hekka, it's not a reminder. It's Chazal scared they're going to turn it up, so they told you minimize the fire. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, there's no me'ikad, and you don't have to cover the dials. The main point is that you've minimized the fire. Back to what we're saying over here. If you want to take out some challah Friday night and want to return it back to the slow cooker, you have to cover the source of fire. It's not going to help just covering this dial over here. That's not the idea. Rav Moshe read all this, so it's very nicely. He brings Rabbeinu Ephraim that says it might be a hekka, therefore it's a chumra, but me'ikadin to the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, they all say the vote is not because of a reminder, it's because you have to do a pa'ula to minimize fire. A challah, sometimes people mean the slow cooker bags, the challah bags. Some people use a challah, they don't like to put the challah directly inside, it gets burned, so they don't want to put it directly inside the inside pot. What they like to do is get a challah bag, I think they're called slow cooker bags, and you put the challah inside the slow cooker bags. Now, most times they usually wrap the bag around the lip of the outside, around the lip of the pot, so thereby it's not double covering at the top. Still only got one cover, so that would be okay. But sometimes you knot the bag. Sometimes you can wrap the bag over the challah, and now that could be an issue of atmana. That's like an interesting point. Yeah, that could be a shaila because you've covered the challah once with one wrap, and now you've put it inside the challah, inside the challah pot. That could be a shaila of atmana. That's like an interesting. Yes, they all pick up on this point. Thank you. The Aruch Shabbos mentions that although the element, where is it hot inside the outside element? Only a little piece, pieces inside the element is only red hot. But they say because everything becomes red hot, so the whole thing is treated as a source of fire. Okay, let's move on to the Shaila at hand. Right. Oh, this is a final thing about the towel. You know, because it's very common that you see sometimes a person peeks into the challah and you see, it needs a bit of a boost. So you take a tea towel and you cover the top of the slow cooker with a tea towel. Right? That is a problem of atmana because although till now there's no shaila of atmana because it wasn't double covered on the top, but if you now take a tea towel and you now cover the top of the pot, now you've added the second cover to the lid. In fact, I remember seeing in Yerushalayim, it was such an amazing case to see that someone actually looked, he was washing his hands Friday night, and he looked at the challah and he saw, Taka needs a bit of a boost. So he took a tea towel, he washed his hands until it's dime. He dried his hands on the tea towel and then took the tea towel and covered the slow cooker, right? Tarata Lareasa. Number one is he's heated the liquid particles inside the tea towel, which is the Issa Bishel, although it's Lo Ichbasle and all that, but at the end of the day is the Issa Bishel. And number two is, there's the Issa Atmona, he's now double covered, he's added a double cover to the slow cooker. Now, if you would only do it partially, let it up to half, yeah, so then you can still claim that it's not double covered on the top, at least one half of it, you can still claim it's not properly double covered. Maybe even a bit more than half, you don't want to push it too much, but at least half is okay. That could be okay, but if you cover the whole top of it with a tea towel, that's certainly going to be an issue of atmana. Now here comes the big shaila, is where you have challah, inside challah, you like to get kishka. Kishka, imagine this is a piece of kishka. It's very common to take a piece of kishka, and then, even if it's not double wrapped, but if you submerge it into the actual food, which is not so common, you should know what's more common is that you just take a bit of kishka and place it on top of the challah. So thereby, the whole kishka is not fully submerged into the food, it's partially, there's a little bit sticking out. That's usually not a problem. So b'derech klal, it's not a problem. But sometimes you can have a small piece of kishka, and you have a big challah, and over time it gets submerged into the challah. And now comes the big shaila that the person will discuss. Surely, you're doing hatmana to the kishka. The kishka has got one cover, namely the silver foil, even if it's once covered. And then, by submerging it into food, it has now a second cover, the food. The food, says the Mishnah Berurah, can be considered as a cover. You've got one cover of the silver foil, and then you've got the food, which is a cover, if it's fully covered with food. So you've got challah and beans all around the kishka.
Why you got a lid
If you have, well, now we're not looking at the pot and the lids and everything, now we're focusing inside, let's take a deeper look. We're looking a bit deeper and saying that regarding the kishka should be considered double covered in a different way, in a completely different dimension. In that, it's covered once with a silver foil, and then it's covered again with the food. Again, before we were discussing a pot and then you're taking a tea towel, that's a different story, right? Now we're looking at a piece of food inside the pot. We're getting cleverer. And you're looking at the kishka and saying, why is there no shaila of atmana? And you should know, the Shevet HaLevi writes, I don't know why. Obviously, there's a problem. You couldn't take a piece of kishka. Open the Shevet HaLevi, the back there. He says, you take a piece of kishka, it's once covered with silver foil, submerged in a thingy, you can't eat the kishka. Hatmona b'davar meis of hevel. It's meis of hevel because of the elements on the whole time. You've got to put it in the bin, right? You take kishka, put it in the bin, you can have the rest of the chalmut. As I stay in Shevet HaLevi. And as I stay in many other poskim. Okay, so what's the other side?
Make a hole in the kishka.
Oh, so now, if you make a hole in the kishka, someone actually told me he does functions, he does that, he makes holes in them, and he's stuck on our problem. Or you make sure it's slightly above the level. You should know it's also quite common to be quite above. Over Shabbos, it can sink. Sorry? Let's have a look. Says Hagon Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach. Zot Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he says like this. He says that what is the purpose of putting the kishka inside the chalent? Yeah? He says because it belongs there, you want it to be there, it's geshmak. So why are you bothering at all with the silver foil? Take away the silver foil. The purpose of the silver foil is that it shouldn't disperse and go into the whole chalent. That's the whole purpose. That means the cover that you're covering it isn't so that it keeps its heat, which is typical when it comes to asmona. You don't really care so much about the heat. There's enough of the element going on. It's hot enough. You're doing it so that it shouldn't disperse among the chalent. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, always it comes up with Zachap, since your intention is not to retain the heat, just that it should stick together, it shouldn't disperse everywhere. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, that would be okay. That's the heta why he allows that to be, and that's why he says it's okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach. Okay, that's his svara. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that could be the same. Sure, that would be the same shayla. So you make sure there's taka. Those who shall machmir for it, will make sure it's above. Let me just keep going with it over here. Over here, you got like this. So again, you got the machmirim that say that to submerge kishka inside would be an issue. Shlomo Zalman svara is to say no. You're only doing so it shouldn't disperse into the chalam. That's number one kula. There's another kula which is a very interesting shuva. That the Mechas Yitzchak, Rebbe Weiss, who later he was here in Manchester, in the Manchester base, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, became Rabbi of Yerushalayim. He often came back to Manchester, and when he once came back, so he had a discussion with the Rebbe Moshe Westheim. And in that discussion, the Mechas Yitzchak writes a tshuva, that which we discussed when I was in Manchester, about the topic about Kishka putting it into Chalent. He says, I heard what you had to say. Mechas Yitzchak himself also held that the Shevet HaLevi, that to put kishka inside a submerged in chalent is a problem. But Reb Moshe Westheim suggested another reason to be mekel. What was his reason to be mekel? He said this svara. He said an interesting svara. He said that when it comes to a pot, right, and you double up a pot, so that you can understand, that's called atmona. Because that's a real atmona. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong. You don't really take towels and do so. But where you take kishka and you put it in chalent where it belongs, so that's considered derech bishul. A very interesting svara. He says when you take a pot and you submerge it into another pot and you do something a bit crazy, let's say a person takes a container of kugel and he puts it into the chalent. So that you can understand is a problem of atmana. It doesn't belong there. Usually kugel, you bake kugel in the oven. You don't bake it inside the chalent. So if it doesn't belong there, you can understand it's a problem of atmana. But if you take kishka and you put it where it belongs, that's havaderech bishul. So the interesting svara, Reb Moshe wants to... Yes, that's what we mentioned before. Yeah.
If you bought sour meal or something, it's the way it's...
Sure, then that's far it wouldn't apply. Yes, again, so we have to deal with each svara. So the svara we mentioned before that shouldn't disperse only applies to kishka. It wouldn't apply to other things. Where it apply, now you've got a second svara which Rosh Westheim suggested to the Mechas Yitzchok, that if it belongs there, so typical there, yes, salami would apply. If it belongs there, and it's very, very normal, to, if it is normal, I don't know if salami is normal. If it's so regularly, if it's so normal to put there, that would be okay. So these are the two svaras, and the Mechas Yitzchok writes, he says, I do understand your svara. He says, "Mikol mokim nirim to varecha b'chilek hanal." Okay, you've got my haskama to that chilek. That yeah, kishka maybe because it belongs there, it's havaderech bishul. Now really, it's a chiddush which is merafs nigra. Havaderech bishul. What's it based on? It's a very interesting kula which Rav Asher suggested to the Mechas Yitzchok, and he actually agreed with it. But these two svaras, although you've got these Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach that shouldn't disperse, and Rav Asher's svara that is Havaderech Bishul, although there are svaras which are brought out to be Melamed Zchus, it's hard to know if it's the mainstream poskim. It seems the Shevet HaLevi and many others were Machmir, and therefore you'll see a lot of people making sure that it's left above, is sticking out a little bit, or they make holes. It's definitely not so common that people are just outright makel to submerge the kishka into the cholent based on the two svaras. And therefore, this leads us to the final shaila, which is running out of time already. Okay, so you've got the final shaila. Something called sous vide. It's something. Don't try and spell it. It's a French word. Sous vide. S-O-U-S. Sous vide. V-I-D-E. Sous vide is a normal. You take a normal pot, and you take a sous vide machine. What this machine is, you fill it up with the water of the pot, and you've got cold water in the pot, you take this machine, it's an element that heats everything inside up to the level of, let's say, 75, 90 degrees, wherever you want it, and it keeps everything at 90 degrees. You would later on take a piece of meat, and you would cover it. The piece of meat comes, it comes already packed, tightly packed, vacuum packed, with a plastic cover, and you submerge it into the water. You would leave it like that from Friday into Shabbos morning, and Shabbos morning you'll take it out, you've got a fully cooked piece of meat, no problem at all. The chayra, the shayla is, you've got this machine sticking in there from Friday, you've got this piece of meat submerged. If it was submerged without a cover, no problem. But now it's got a plastic cover, vacuum packed onto the meat. The poskim mentioned, the chayra, this should be a shayla of atmana, because the meat is covered with one cover, namely the plastic cover. Then it's put inside, it's covered with the water, and it sinks. It doesn't float because there's no air there. It sinks to the bottom, and now you've got a problem of atmana. So Taka, the poskim want to say that it could be a shayla of atmana. Now, if you take the svara that we mentioned, so according to the Shevet HaLevi, it would certainly be a problem. The second cover is the water. So the first cover is the plastic, and the Mishnah Berurah already mentioned that food and water can also be a cover. So if it's fully submerged, it's the second cover. Now, so the Pasha says it should be a problem. Shevet HaLevi Sakha would say it's obviously an issue. If you go with the Svara by Kishka, that the Svara of the Shevet of the Shlomo Zalman Oibach, who said that you're just doing so it shouldn't disperse into the cholent, that could apply to the meat as well, because you're doing so it shouldn't disperse into the water. So I do get the point that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, there could be a mokum to be makel with a sous vide. You should know, it's a very common thing actually recently. But the maisa is, according to Rav Asher Westheim suggesting to the Mechas Yitzchok, that possibly could also be the reasoning, because it's quite derech bishul. It taka belongs there. It's quite a popular way of cooking nowadays. For the mumuchim, it's quite a popular way of cooking. It's actually, it does a very good job. And therefore, according to those two sibbas that is mentioned regarding kishka, the Rav Shlomo Zalman svara by kishka was that it shouldn't disperse into the cholent. That I believe it would have that. You would have the same svara that you're doing so the meat shouldn't disperse into the water. It loses its tam. And the Mechas Yitzchok and Rav Asher's svara was that it's havaderech bishul. It's a very hard reasoning to digest that it should be okay because of that. But at the end of the day, these two svaras is a limit chus. But certainly, when you see the kishka shayla, that a lot of poskim are machmir, the Shevet HaLevi and many others are machmir, and they don't buy the svaras of the Shevet HaLevi and of the Shlomo Zalman Oibach and the Mechas Yitzchok, is certainly something that is worth avoiding. Now, there's not so many good solutions when it comes to sous vide, because it's very hard to raise it above the water, because the whole idea is that it should be submerged. It does kill it a bit. And therefore, it could be claimed that l'chatchila shouldn't be used. In fact, you look at Starkey's Aksha, they do mention that they haven't got much of a solution. So there is, the nusach should really be that l'chatchila should be avoided. Because again, you've got the Shevet HaLevi, most poskim will say by kishka, there is a bit of a problem. The limitz chus that is suggested by kishka It is possible that I would apply it to the meat, but I must admit that Rav Eliashiv and Rav Falk both hold that the sous vide shayla is worse than the kishka. The kishka shayla is a bit better in that the cholent adds flavor to the kishka, and therefore that could be claimed that it belongs there. That's Havadarich Bishul. But where the water doesn't really add anything to the meat, it's not really adding anything to it. That is a bit worse. It can't necessarily be claimed that it belongs there in Havadarich Bishul. It's only with the kishka that you find the poskim say that it's okay Havadarich Bishul because the taka belongs there because the flavor of the cholent goes into the kishka. Whereas when you have just a piece of meat and water, you can't be claimed the water any time goes into the sous vide, into the meat. That could be a bit worse. So not only is it as good as the kishka to say that this limud is chus, it's slightly worse. You see, Rav Eliashiv would be machmi on the shayla, and Rav Falk is clearly machmi on this. He actually saw this shayla, and he was actually very machmi on this point. But certainly, he may have the limud chus of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, and he may have the limud chus of the... Okay, right. The fact you'll see, that's a very interesting point. The mumchim on the sous vide will see that the plastic cover does exceed a little bit, and you've got some remains of the sheet of plastic that comes over, and you are able to raise it above the water and to let it drape over the pot. That doesn't seem to be a way forward to take out the problem of atmana, since the meat is fully submerged. That would be a problem. Since the meat is fully submerged, really you can cut the sheet already like that and nothing will happen to it. So the fact that it's sticking out a little bit, that wouldn't help, because since the whole meat is submerged into the water, that would be an issue. Shkach, sorry for you. Yeah.
After all, kishke.